In the drop bay, surrounded by aides, staff, and to his astonishment, members of the press corps, Felix met Nathan Kent. It was to be his first drop. Kent asked Felix if he had dropped before. Felix said that he had. It was morning on Banshee. The sun sat low on the horizon, shimmering sickly green through the foul atmosphere, making long shadows and heat for the ant coming up the dune to kill him. Felix stood alone atop the dune, a bluntly jagged mass of coarse encrusting sand, and regarded the lumbering monster. It was clumsy even for an ant, clumsy and slow and ridiculous. It was, of course, the cold. He turned and glanced toward the hated sun. It would be ant weather in a very short while, less than an hour, perhaps. He returned his attention to the ant, slogging determinedly. His examination was born of an oddly surreal detachment, macabrely imbued with great attention to detail. Such as, how far away, at that instant, was the ant from being close enough to kill him? He figured 30 meters, now 29, 28. How fast was it coming to kill him? Not very, the cold still. 25. How soon would it be there to kill him? Soon. A minute, maybe. Still 25 meters, he noted, as the ant stumbled against the slope. How much difference was that morning sunshine making? An interesting question there, Felix decided. The staggering, sluggish ghoul it was now could only kill him slowly. The skittering, lunging ghoul it would become, on the other hand, could kill him less slowly. He figured the ant would still be cold and slow by the time it arrived. There were only 20 or so meters left. And how, while he was at it, would the ant go about killing him? Another interesting question. Fascinating. Would it, for example, simply stomp to the crest of the dune and hammer him to death by, say, bashing his faceplate into his forehead? Probably, Felix thought, at 18 meters. Or maybe it would just reach up and clamp onto his knees and drag him down where it could crush him to death by wedging the razor-sharp edges of its pincers into the seams of his suit. Might do that. Might do both. Hammer now and tongs later. 10 meters. The ant had reached the last and steepest section and begun to heave ponderously up the pockmarked slope. It tripped. Both globular eyes rolled upward, the spinal shaft arched stiffly, the great skull head tilted forward, and it fell. It fell straight back, in slow motion like a huge tree. It slammed back first with a dull thud, sending a great sheet of sand splashing into the air. As it hit, the ant began twirling its claws for balance. Felix shook his head. "Dumb jerk," he muttered. "Now you've got 25 meters to go again." He smiled for some reason, caught himself at it, stopped it. He sighed deeply. He knew it was wrong. He didn't believe. Still, after 6 months and 20 drops, after uncounted injuries and countless horrors, after all the killing of the ants before him and the people around him, after all the pain, all the terror, still, he could not fully believe it.